Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Macarena.
And I want to do anything else.
Now, don't you worry anything about my boyfriend, else. The one whose name is Itorino. I don't want him. Don't love him. You can have him. I forget what comes next. Hey, Macarena.
Can't do it.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike White. Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, so you can have one quarterback this week. Who do you want, Tom Brady or Mike White?
Brady 100 can have times one. Out of 100.
Are you sure about that?
100 times
are you
out of 100.
Sure about
who
that?
Who finished the game?
Are you sure?
Who got the job?
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay. Just making sure. Making sure.
One guy won.
Yeah.
One guy lost.
One guy
had barely one interception.
Okay, let's understand.
One guy had, two.
One guy was on the road against a team with the second best record in the conference and almost won. One guy played awful for 55
almost
minutes
won.
And then had to come back against a team that's absolutely terrible.
You can sell to win that
in the last
trash
3 minutes.
To somebody else. Our nationwide audience deserves more respect.
Mike White greater than Tom Brady. Lots of quarterbacks are greater than Tom Brady right now. So many of them.
Mike White is not one of them.
So many. Who would you rather have this week, Justin Fields or Tom Brady?
Brady.
See, but it took you a second to think about that, and you're only saying Brady because you're like, oh, if I say Fields, that proves Jason's point. I want to say Fields because he's my guy and he's really good, but I can't say that, so I'm going to say Brady. I see what's working.
No, he still makes enough mistakes that you're not there yet.
Doesn't matter.
You got to be able to finish. They had the lead on the Packs. They didn't finish.
Yeah, they were up big. That's not his fault.
The interception
was his fault. That was a bad
But it's
throw.
Another game okay, that was, where you circle that was a huge yes. interception. That's awful. By the way, earlier in our conversation, one of the other thing, we got to talk about guys going out of bounds short of first downs and stopping the clock too. So Mark Ingram, you get a dunce cap too. along with Dennis Allen and anybody else who's supposed to be in terms in charge in terms of clock management down distance. But don't go trying to put your Mike White stuff in here.
Mike White.
He lost.
If I could be Mike White. Mike White had a good game. Threw for over 300
yards.
He threw
two picks.
Doesn't matter. One was tipped.
Uh-huh. They count just the same.
And he throws, okay.
And then he couldn't get the ball into Berrios' hands.
Again, they were
playing. And they had to settle for field
they
goals.
They were on the road against a team with the second best record
that
in the conference.
That is now an underdog too.
Well, that's not my fault.
To the Lions.
It's not my fault. Vegas
to show you how good or poor they are.
It's not my fault. Vegas decided to get drunk going, let's just make them the underdog to the Lions this week because we like the Lions and their offense. That's not my fault. That is not. Don't. And like Beto Cook would say to me, and don't tag me with that. Don't tag me that that's my thing. It's not. Don't tag me with it.
Well, you're just trying to make Mike White happen. Coming
Mike
off
White
of a
is
loss.
Happening. He's still happening.
He stinks.
Mike, stop with that. Mike White is better than Justin Herbert.
Why does your coach keep saying as soon as he's ready, Zach Wilson's coming back and reclaiming his job?
What's he going to say? Hey, Zach, sorry, you're done, man. No, it's going
to
be one
for
of the...
For this year, this we is, have to
no,
ride
no, no.
with Mike White. How come you can't pat is, him on the back? Or is Zach Wilson that fragile?
Yeah, let's see. Yes, 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 and yes.
Then he's not your guy, and you just...
No, of course
he's not. It doesn't matter what you need
They're
to
just
say
a,
about him.
You never. What Robert Saleh is doing is you never know what happens with injuries, anything. So he's saying, yeah, Zach may get a chance to get back in. But is that really going to happen? It's not. You had Mike White win the game last week. You had a 300-yard game this week that they almost won. They should have won.
Stinks.
The defense let him down a little bit. The offense could have had some better play calling. Not that it's all out of Mike White.
The defense let him down.
Oh, there,
whoa,
were,
you
there were some drives.
You.
There were some drives in the first half when I'm like, come on, man. What are we doing? I mean, how does Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison break through the line and go untouched for 15 yards? Oh, they had some breakdowns. And they had, finally, the officials came into this game saying, we're going to make calls on the Jets' defensive backs. They had three holding penalties in the first 8 minutes. That's gonna cause you to back off a little bit, and so suddenly some throws at the stick at third down are going to go through.
So they actually called the game as they're supposed
no,
to.
No, they, no,
as
they,
opposed
they,
to the
no,
jackassery.
No, no,
the
no.
First
they came
four.
In and said, we're gonna shut this Jets team down.
This guy calls himself Sauce. Let him do whatever
the hell
he wants.
We're gonna shut this Jets team down by calling holding penalties away from the ball on plays.
Oh wait,
them.
Wait, what? Away from the ball?
Well,
what?
Let's have that away from the ball. But the thing about my the thing is with this, of course White's going to be the quarterback. Even if they wind up, he winds up bad for a couple of weeks. They're not just going to yank him and put Zach Wilson back in because Zach Wilson's a huge step backward. Do you think Zach Wilson could have done anything that Mike White did the last?
I don't
weeks?
Know, but
nothing.
Here you lost. Cousins was under 200 yards passing.
Nothing.
Cook was under 100 yard rushing. Jefferson had 45 receiving yards, and you
yeah.
still
the
lost.
The defense was great in the second half. In the first half, they were bad. We're facing
all
two,
right,
we're down by
keep
two
it
touchdowns
moving.
At halftime. We're down
enough
by
about
two
the
touchdowns.
Jets, yo.
Listen, it's my look. You want to run that eight bleeping minute Mike White open. We're going to talk about Mike
White. You put it in. You asked for it.
I did not.
You said always do the Mike White open.
You think I asked for that Mike White? I did not ask for that Mike White.
He might start asking for Raiders highlights over there.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did
not. You want a Josh Jacobs run? I'll give you a Josh Jacobs run.
Did not ask for that Mike White open. I didn't. Let's have a Josh Jacobs run.
Stop it.
He's going to keep the job. Zach Wilson's done. He's avoiding controversy with saying, yes, we're going back here. He's just going to keep kicking that can down the road every week. Hey, Mike did some good things. He's our guy again
he
this
stinks.
Week. Mike did some good things. He's our guy again this week. Mike did some good things. He also wants Mike White to know, we're not just going to hand this to you. Fifth round draft pick from the Cowboys, been our team. We're not going to hand it to you. You're going to be starting quarterback in the NFL. You got to earn it because we got a guy sitting behind you that's won a Super Bowl. And oh, by the way, won a game for us earlier this year with a great last few minutes of a game. So you got to earn it. And he's someone that the team already loves. They're already wearing Mike effing White t-shirts. They're all dressing like Mighty Ducks players when they went to the game yesterday. They all love Mike White. If they went back to Zach Wilson, the team would quit. They would say, yeah, we'll see you next season. Coach, it's not. He's done. Zach Wilson is absolutely done. It's the Mike White show, and Mike White is better than Tom Brady. So there we go. We're done.
I don't know how you got to that transitive property.
Just did.
But if you feel like you really need to go down that rabbit hole, I can't get you away from your delusions.
Mike White's
I
had a better
be
last
here,
2 weeks than Tom Brady. Mike White's been better the
how
last 2
figure?
Weeks than Tom Brady because he's been better. Brady's awful.
Are you really saying he was better than
the last 2 weeks?
No, but you're saying...
The last 2 weeks, the totality of the last 2 weeks versus the totality of the last 2 weeks for him.
I'm sorry, are they not 1-1?
Yeah, but Mike White has been better.
And you played a trash-ass team last week.
Okay, wait, we played a really good team this week. They played a trash-ass team this week. So, okay.
Yeah, but it's a team that historically. No, but if you're going to move the goalposts and try to keep shilling for your guy.
My goalposts are in the same spot. They're all my goalposts are always in the same spot.
The Bears are trying to lose for crying out loud.
Yeah, but are they really trying to lose?
Yes!
But are they really trying? If they were really trying to lose,
they're putting out
Justin
there?
Fields wouldn't be back out there. He's like, dude, let's sit you for the whole rest of the season,
okay? No, because they've been scoring points while he's continuing to lose.
Yeah, let's...
So he still gets to grow.
You're going to sit for a little bit, man. I'm sorry. We want to be able to have good players next
Nobody
year.
Nobody thought you'd so see Justin Fields versus Aaron Rodgers this week. That was one of the biggest shocks of Week 13. It's going to be Jordan Love and Nathan Peterman. Wait, we get the headliners?
Get ready.
This was the opposite. You went to the theater in Broadway thinking, I'm getting the understudies. No. And then all of a sudden this guy pops up. Whoa, what do I got here?
They're going to draft Trubisky again with the second pick.
Oh, man. He might find a lineman. They could get him back. You never know. He could be, hey, you want to come back up Justin Fields? Hey, come back, Mitch. We love you. Come back.
Because the offense is really humming behind Kenny Pickett.
Come back.
George Pickens may go and body slam him by the beginning of the second quarter next week.
Well, listen.
You want to talk about infighting that might be there?
They won this week.
Yeah.
But part of me
feels like,
you're a rookie receiver, man. Don't storm off the field. You won a game. Don't storm off the field at the end. You won. Okay,
I understand that. You won the game.
Yeah, but
rookie wide receiver that everybody like. Look at the great catches.
No.
Is this the greatest catch of all time?
Oh, I'm sorry. If you want to talk about rookie wide receivers, how about Garrett Wilson, who's the best rookie wide receiver?
They lost.
How about Garrett? Well, wow, you just.
Although I'll back him far more than that Mike White nonsense.
Mike White is garbage.
If I could be, you wish you had. You know,
yeah, I wish I had Mike White.
The Chargers actually called the Jets at
Nobody
the deadline
says that.
And said Herbert.
Nobody
and,
says they
and
wish
said
they
Herbert
had Mike White
and Eckler for Mike
Except
White.
Except the Jets fans. They did, that's well, how bad you
because
are.
Because we had Zach Wilson. That's why. We were living down here, like in 8 Mile. I want to start living up here a little bit. We're living down here.
And right now, you're about waist high.
I'm going to live up here with Mike White.
Zach Wilson's your guy. You wear it.
Whoa, how is he my guy?
He's your guy. You wanted him.
Whoa.
You drafted him.
Whoa.
He's your guy.
Now remember, he loved Sam Darnold until he didn't.
Listen, I love guys until they show that they suck, and then I don't like them anymore. I love Justin Verlander.
So why do you still love Mike White? The guy stinks.
The guy was good. He had a good week this week. He played well. Just because the Open says he didn't play well doesn't mean he didn't play well.
Really?
Yes.
He didn't play well at all.
You know, this week he's right alongside Timmy L. Trumpet.
Stop.
Couldn't finish a drive, couldn't get a W.
That's well, I guess, for a Jets guy, yeah.
No, I will love you, and then if you stink, I don't love you anymore. That's kind of how it works. Like I said, I love Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander's great, but when the middle of May comes and suddenly Verlander's skipping starts and then, I stubbed my toe in a hotel and now I'm out for 6 weeks, I'm not going to like Justin Verlander anymore.
I like the new dating service you've come up with. I like you until I don't.
Yes.
.com.
That's how it works. That's how it should be in dating. I like you. I don't like you anymore. We don't date anymore.
When's trash can night at Citi Field?
We had a good run.
Kate Upton is actually going to run the trash can now at Citi Field. I can't wait to see what kind of Mets gear she comes in. She does fashion, Kate Upton? Does she do fashion?
No, she wants to look good.
No, stop.
She's not going to wear Mets gear.
You look way better in blue and orange than you
She's
do
in She's a model, Jason.
No, yeah,
no models wear Mets gear.
Are you kidding?
Gear.
In that royal blue and the orange.
Disgusting.
I can't wait to see what
There's
she comes
no
up
There's no
with.
Sex.
I can't wait to see
Yeah, not
in
that gear. There isn't.
With. Stop. Yeah, she's going to wind up being someone who's a fashion trendsetter. Who knew blue and orange went together like that?
Fashion so trendsetter?
Good. Yeah. People are going to get rid of their blue and orange Russell Wilson gear.
Mike, help me out here. I mean,
and
you're
for
setting
all the
trends in fashion. You're
That's
not wearing
right.
Mets gear.
No, that ain't getting it done.
Sure you are. Mets gear is very fashionable.
There's no sex in Mets gear.
There's, how do you know? You know what?
Because she just said that.
But that was a drop from like 7 years ago.
You don't know that.
Sure I do. We've been playing it for 7 years.
She might have repeated herself.
Twitter at I'm Out of Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It is the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com.
Mets gear.
All right, so because you got me all, now I'm just thinking about how great Kate Upton's going to look in Mets gear. It's going to be so awesome. Kate Upton and Mr. Met, they're going to have fashion shoots together. It's going to be fantastic. I can't
Former
wait.
Former model Kate Upton.
Current model.
Not in that gear.
So, sure, she. Are you kidding? It's going to be a whole new thing for her career. It's going to be, wow, I can't believe this is, who knew I needed to have Justin Verlander sign with the Mets to have this happen? Who knew?
Well, the secondary victory to it all.
That's right.
Because, that didn't cost you any more.
No. It's all good.
It was a package deal.
We get Kate Upton. Now she got to get rid of all her Yankee gear that she wears. She's got to wear Mets gear now. Her and Mr. Met.
Could still be a Yankees fan.
Just her and Mr. Met watching the game.
Because you never stop loving somebody.
No.
You just start loving somebody else.
No, that's right. That's what I come back with. I'll love you until you stink. Then I don't love you anymore.
It's a big and rich song. You never stop loving
it's
somebody.
It's easy. I love you until what? Till you stink. And now I got to love somebody else who's going to be a better player
for
us.
The other one sounds a little more poetic. Mm. Until you stink doesn't quite get there.
No sex in Mets gear.
Nope.
As far as you know. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
While wearing a big hat?
Maybe that's an aphrodisiac. You never know.
How much nachos are you fitting in that hat?
Maybe that's another aphrodisiac. Hey, we're going to have nachos. We're going to have nachos, and we're going to get down, and we got nachos. Are those with nachos? Do they have steak on it? What do you care about them? We're going to have nachos, and we're going to get down. Yeah, but do they have sour cream? It's the sour cream and the cheese. That's really, with a little bit of onion diced on the top as well. Where are you going? Now I'm not getting down or having nachos.
You'd be lucky if you get breadcrumbs at a Mets game after what you paid Verlander.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train after braking. It can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Heroics for Tom Brady in the fourth quarter after throwing a tantrum on the sideline. What the blank is that? Ah, we're not playing well. I want the cameras to see that it's not my fault. He leads the Bucs down on two touchdown drives in the final 5 minutes, throws the game winner to Rashad White with 3 seconds left, and the Bucs beat the Saints 17-16. A game where they looked so awful for 55 minutes and still came back to win. It's wrong they won this game. It's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because I don't care how bad the Saints are. The Saints played much better than for 55 bleeping minutes, and Brady has a tantrum, and then two touchdown drives, and the game ends, and the Bucs win. It's just wrong.
I did enjoy this. The total yards for the Buccaneers. They had that opening drive, right? Huge opening drive that stalls, finally kick a field goal. A couple of inane play calls and execution points there, but we shan't belabor the point. 350 total yards for the Buccaneers. 163 of them came on those final two touchdowns.
It doesn't. It's not right. It's not right. It's wrong.
But it's the game of football.
It's absolutely right?
Everything
wrong.
Is a one possession game. That's what they want.
Yeah,
they want parity, balance, and if you can make one more play than your opponent, you end up in the winner's circle. That's the way the NFL works. You don't have a lot of runover games like you did last night on Sunday Night Football, where if you blinked, suddenly the Cowboys were up 30 points. No, you don't have a lot of those. Teams get back in. They claw in. They find those inches all around. And if you're dumb enough to not call timeouts, to be a running back to run out of bounds when your whole life has been short yardage and bulldozing people, but now you're going to stop short of a first down, oh, and now it'll be fourth and one.
It's still wrong.
You're just mad that it's Brady.
It's still wrong.
The fact that we were able to goad you into it being a Patriots victory that they came and got earlier.
Let's hear from Tom Brady. Here's a couple minutes of the Bucs quarterback meeting the media following his come-from-behind 17-16 win over the Saints.
Tom, can you talk about that last play to Rashad? Were you trying to get him in for that particular play? What did you see on that matchup?
Yeah, it was great. Great route by Rashad. Great catch. Byron made a great call. So it was, you know, we thought we threw the touchdown. I didn't see the one we hit to Chris. And then I thought I threw it in about a quarter of a second. I was like, how is there a hole? I caught it and threw it. And they put us back on, I think, the 15 and then still found a way. So it was a, you know, great team win.
After the heartbreak of last week, how did it feel to kind of have a role reversal this week?
Yeah, it was good. You know, it's just, we had a lot of games come down to the end, and some we've won, some we've lost, which is why we're 6-6. So not where we want to be, but we'll keep fighting.
You guys have had a lot of success down the stretch, two-minute drive. What's the difference there for your offense as you guys were able to conduct that game-winning drive as you did tonight and you guys did against the Rams a few weeks ago?
Yeah, we've been pretty good in the, no-huddle two-minute drills. And, a lot of games come down to those types of plays. Our guys made them. You know, at the end of the day, our guys made the plays this week, and Mike made plays, Chris made plays, Cade made plays, Rashad made plays, Lenny made plays, Julio made some great plays. Everyone contributed. So it's a hard team to beat, and, just glad we won. It was they got a great defense. They played us very physical like we thought. You know, we made some mistakes in there. But, made enough plays in the end to win.
This is the first time you beat the Saints at home, also scored a touchdown against the Saints at home. What does that mean to the team?
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, it's the truth.
What kind of question is that?
I'm glad we won. I was going to say it's an insult, but it's really not an insult. It's the absolute truth. I wish we could score more points against them. They make it really hard. They got a really good scheme. They've got good players. They cover you well. Rush well, really good linebackers. Just tough game, but a great win.
All right, so there's Brady. What does it mean he scored a touchdown? He won. Let's see. First answer, blank you.
That's
get
right.
This guy out of here.
Came really close.
Answer two. Wait a minute.
So
wait
I don't
a
know
minute.
What you're talking about.
Don't do that. Do something a little bit more self-deprecating. Okay. Yeah, it's the truth. I guess. All right. I'll be honest. I guess I feel like this win is wrong for Brady. Again, as bad as they played, the game was over, man. The game was over, but the Saints couldn't close somehow. Couldn't get a first down, couldn't do anything right. And now, this is where I'm at now, I think. Because now, we're going to come off this game and people are going to say, look how good Brady is still. I guess that's kind of where, look at him, what he needed to do and he went out and did it. No, dude, you were awful, man. You were awful for all but the last 5 minutes of the game. And only because you played a team that was absolutely awful as well, were you able to come back and say, oh, look at Brady, look at Brady, look at Brady. I guess that's where I'm at. Because it's wrong they won. They didn't deserve to win the game. Because I like when teams deserve to win. If you played the whole game great and the team throws a Hail Mary on the final play, well, that's ridiculous. I feel bad for you because that you shouldn't have won that game. I like teams that throw down the gauntlet and win with authority. And the Saints had authority for 55 bleeping minutes. And they couldn't find a way to close this game. And they let Brady go right down. They had no offense for the final 5 minutes of the game. And suddenly the Saints decide, let's lay back and let's make Brady do it. Oh, wait, we've seen Brady do this for the last 20 bleeping years. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, let's lay back. Let's not play the defense that's been doing it for us for the first 55 minutes of the game. No. Let's lay back, lay back, lay back. Oh, we lost. Like I said, it's going to be this artificial, Tom Brady is still really, really good, and he isn't, and it's going to be, oh, look at the heroics, and it should have never happened.
What's the line in Beautiful Girls where you say, hey, the legend's dead, Birdie, and he says, hey, the legend can still blank you up? Yeah, the legend can still blank you up if you leave him the opening.
I got apps.
And that's what he did here.
We got apps.
I go back to, coaching and execution on the New Orleans side. Defensively, absolutely. But if you're going to dink and dunk all day, you're thinking you can run out the clock. That they're not going to be, their red zone execution has been so horrid. What was it 16 touchdowns and 32 red zone drives this year? I mean, that's pathetic when you get down to it. But the punt that they got with, let's see, it's 6:54 left. Okay. So Kamara up the middle, 2 yards. Fine. Run clock, 6:11 next snap. Throws it to Ingram. He runs out of bounds after 7 yards. He needed 8, but takes an angle and goes out of bounds. Not hit, not pushed, not shoved.
Yeah.
Runs out of bounds short of the first down marker. You could see the official even came over and looked at him like, what the hell are you doing, man? Third down, do they run the ball with Kamara? No. Do they run it with Ingram? No. They throw the ball. What do they do? An incomplete pass. And on fourth down, they punt. Brady and company, 10 plays, 91 yards, 221 later, and we're at 16-10. And then you have the next possession. 3 plays, minus 7 yards, the huge sack by Nassib. 31-second possession. Again, incomplete passes and the like, not forcing Tampa Bay to use. Tampa Bay had used 2 of their timeouts on 3rd and 17. They throw another incomplete pass. 4th and 17. You got 2:39 left. Tampa gets the ball back, and we saw what happened. And so, yeah, that's the way football's worked though this year, maybe more so than ever, where we have these one possession games, and you were riveted and you were angry, and part of it is you're still your Patriots angst related to Tom Brady and all those fever dreams you had for 2 decades because you saw it flash before your eyes again. And Brady showed that given that kind of situation, he can still come and burn you.
Look, I'll give you 2 plays with the Saints that really screwed them tonight. 2 things with the Saints, right? Because, yes, they do have to take their share on this. The Mark Ingram play, I agree with you, because he could have easily just kept running and gotten that extra yard. And instead, he ducks out of bounds, seeing that the marker is right there.
But
right?
he's a guy whose career has been built on physicality. Yes.
He sees the marker is right there. And it's not like the linebacker was going in to hit him. He was going to let him run out of bounds.
Yeah.
And if he gets another yard, if he keeps going, he gets out of bounds. It's a first down. And now maybe they can kill more of the clock. So, yes, 100% Mark Ingram. That was a ridiculously awful decision to make. But the second thing part about it is this, is that when the Bucs have the ball and there's 1.5 minutes left to go and they're deep in Saints territory, the Saints have to be thinking, okay, we just watched Brady go 90 yards for a touchdown. We didn't get a first down. We punted it back, and now they have the ball again. We have 3 timeouts left. Why don't we start using these? That way we force the Bucs to have to get a first down, and if not, we're forcing them to try to throw for the end zone. Because if you take over and you stop the Bucs on downs, doesn't matter how much time is left. It just matters that you're kneeling on the football one more time, right? If you take over with a minute 20 left to go, the Bucs have no timeouts left. You're kneeling on the football twice. But what you do by calling your timeouts is if the Bucs wind up scoring, you can have more time left on the clock to get down the field when they kick the ball back to you. And I don't know why the Saints just didn't use their timeouts there. At least, or help your defense a little bit. They've been on the field a lot. Let them rest. Let them get some rest a little bit. Something. I don't know why they didn't use their timeouts for both of those reasons. That's why I should be a timeout coach on the sideline at the 2 minutes of every game. I could have told Dennis Allen, hey, dude, timeouts here. Why? Your defense is gassed. One, two. It doesn't matter how much time is left when you get the ball. You're either kneeling on the ball or you have to go for a touchdown. So whatever the situation is, you want more time on the clock, because if you got to go for a touchdown, you would like to have a minute 10 seconds or just for a field goal, rather. You'll need a field goal, but there's no reason why you just don't call timeouts, let the clock keep ticking down. I get the whole they need to get in the end zone philosophy, but you just watch Brady do it. He's on the way doing it again, and we watched Brady do it for 20 years. So how do you not do that? Between that and the Mark Ingram play, I'm with you, man. Those are two things that the Saints have to be saying, what are we doing?
And this is why organizations are bad. Insane. Yeah, I mean, they take over with 2:29 remaining. And then you have two plays ahead of the two-minute warning. And then a pass to Otten, Fournette for the 10 yards. Now you're down to a minute 30 before the next snap. So you could have stopped it at a minute 54. Yes, it's first down. Okay, if you want to do it after the first down play. Now it's second and six, you know, as you get to a minute remaining. You're still, the first timeout didn't come till 19 seconds left.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Tampa Bay wins over the Saints, 17-16. Now the Bucs are in first place, Mike Harmon.
You mock it all you want. They're going to the playoffs.
We could have had complete and total chaos with the Bucs at 5-7 and the Saints at 5-8 going, we're only a half game out. We're half
still
game
there,
out of
baby.
First place.
No, but that's just it. You need a little bit of chaos. You need a little bit of white knuckling it. And this one, you had all of that and then some.
This would have been a lot of it.
And a lot of problems with New Orleans right now.
Would have been a lot.
Like right now, Dennis Allen. I mean,
tell
Allen he can't leave the building without whatever personal effects are his. Is kind of where people are at. Right.
So we'll have more on this game coming up in about 10 minutes. But I've been waiting to do this all day.
Mm-hmm.
The other big news, quarterback news: Jimmy Garoppolo done for the season. Brock Purdy will now take over.
Yeah.
At quarterback. For the rest of the season, ostensibly, maybe I will sign Baker Mayfield, but it looks like it's Brock Purdy's job, at least this weekend going forward.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah.
He acquitted himself well. He's been in the system.
Mm-hmm. Now I ask you this.
Yeah.
How would Chris Berman announce the ascension of Brock Purdy to the number one job in San Francisco? How would Berman do it?
With tears in his eyes.
And TJ. After taking over for Garoppolo, Brock's passes were Purdy as a picture, TJ.
No.
Oh.
Wait, are you going to get Purdue Boilermaker legend Matt Purdy into the mix?
You have to listen to find out.
All right.
In the locker room, he had to change his helmet so he could see better. And maybe it had magical powers in it. Maybe he's not just another Purdy face mask. TJ.
Stop. The setup seat getting longer and longer. You noticing that?
He is ahead, man.
Man, that's like, zigzagging. That's the guy avoiding security as he's streaking down the field.
That was Lord of the Rings. It was three movies, man, to get all the way there. Not just another pretty
Peter Jackson
face mask.
Using every dollar of the budget possible, TJ.
Actually wasted ink with these?
Had to change his helmet so he can see better. Not just another pretty face mask. It's not just
How long did that one take you?
That took me a couple minutes to figure out the right syntax. No, just a couple of minutes on it.
Waste of time.
With no choice after Jimmy G's injury, TJ, the 49ers will no longer be sitting Purdy.
Oh, no.
See, that's got a double meaning. That's got a double meaning.
I hate
it. They're not sitting Purdy, and they're also not sitting Purdy. That's a double meaning right there.
No, it's good.
Great,
no,
isn't it?
No,
double meaning.
When you have to explain that, it's not very good.
See,
no, I had to explain the double meaning. The double meaning is great.
You shouldn't have had to, though.
TJ, after the first series against the Dolphins, Kyle Shanahan asked Purdy, please, with sugar on top, go win this game, and he did, TJ.
We don't appreciate your jokes, old man.
That's like a real one. That's like a real, like he could use that one.
Now I just want donuts.
Could use a donut.
TJ, protecting their new QB in the pocket when they play at Levi's Stadium will be the 49ers' number one priority. They don't want any defenders to hit Purdy close to home.
Ha-ha.
I hate you and everything. I hate you and everything you stand for.
I'm going to take you on a walk.
Ha-ha.
The 49ers are going to not only change quarterbacks, TJ, but they're going to change their uniforms. Along with Andrew McCarthy and Molly Ringwald, they think the team will all look Purdy in pink.
No.
We had a good run, Mike.
Just no. Yeah, I've enjoyed my 9+ years in this.
Yeah,
spot.
It's a final.
This one's for Frostburg. I got one for you, Frostburg.
No, I'll pass.
No. I got one for you, man.
I'll pass.
I got one for you.
I don't need it. No, don't do it.
TJ.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, thanks. I'm good. No, thanks. I'm good.
Even Jets fan Larry David has to admit that Brock looked pretty good.
How dare you?
No!
I can't unhear it.
That's like the favorite part of my day when I get to know, how would Bourbon talk about this? Okay.
Well, it's just why I rushed in to the studio to be able to see the fastest 3 minutes.
Says a lot about your day, too.
Not just another. Yeah, I'm a simple guy. I'm like DeGrom.
You're a simple man?
Play simple man. I'm like DeGrom. Play simple man before I come in. That's what I'm
keeping. Or Liam Hendricks, for that matter.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Yeah.
I'm all for it. I was watching some World Cup action earlier. Yeah, the penalty kicks. And then, as always, a little bit of Law and Order, some game recaps and streaming off the Plus, and this is what I come into.
What would Berman think about those?
He would tell you those
are rough.
I should have hired him as a writer.
I trademarked this, son of a...
He would be disappointed with you.
I should have hired him as a writer 25 years ago. It would have been a great writer for
him. He would not have had a career.
You know, honestly, when people would try to come up with nicknames for him, sometimes he liked it. Sometimes he was like, "I'm the guy with the nicknames. Okay, I'm the guy with them. I'll know when to say that. Sometimes he was great about it. And sometimes if you wrote it down on a shot sheet, which is what he would read for the game, he would go, "Just give me the action. I know what to say. Just give me the action. It's returned by Mel Gray. Okay, I got it. And I'll get it." Sometimes he was like, "Oh, that's a good one." Sometimes it would depend on the mood he was in.
No,
it would always
depend on
the mood he was in. TJ,
does he even watch the games?
Sure he does. Oh, he'd watch always watches the games. Yeah, always watch the games. Oh, yeah.
Was he a big better?
Yeah. Well, no, that I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, no.
I just thought I'd ask.
So. Okay. He doesn't have the internet, Mike.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Now in this moment, I miss Jacob DeGrom, but not so much. Coming up next, more on Monday Night Football and the biggest sports story of the day from the TireRack.com studios. This is Fox.
TJ.
Verlander.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.